1620 94.5 WTAW. State legislature's decision to revamp funding of community colleges includes offering a new financial aid option for some low-income high school students. Blinn College trustees at their April 2nd meeting agreed to join what the state calls the Financial Aid for Swift Transfer or FAST dual credit program. Executive Vice Chancellor Leighton Schubert says starting this fall, qualifying low-income high school students can take dual credit courses at Blinn at no charge.
What happens is the college gets reimbursed for those students from the state.
Schubert says the state's reimbursement rate for tuition and fees will match Blinn's cost. What's unknown is the cost to either Blinn or the sponsoring school districts that the dual credit students are providing computers and internet access.
We've already started with our dual credit office talking with our ISDs, how we're going to share expenses. I would be happy to report that all of those conversations are going very well, but those conversations are occurring in the background.
Chancellor Mary Hensley says in addition to the state reimbursing Blinn for tuition and fees, the college would be in line for additional state revenue.
Remembering that if a student completes as a dual credit student at Blinn 15 hours, then we get additional funding under the new state formula for House Bill 8.
And qualifying dual credit students who stay at Blinn after graduating high school could result in another revenue stream for the college.
If they are at Blinn and they take 15 regular credit hours as a regular student and transfer to a four-year institution, then again, Blinn qualifies for additional funding under House Bill 8.
Eligibility requirements for dual credit high school students includes qualifying for free or reduced priced lunches. This is 1620 94.5 WTAW.